Okay. That's the moon. It's a little fuzzy out here, and it's a kind of a cruddy phone, but it's slightly overcast. But what the heck is that? That's not the sun. And according to my little planet guide, it's not a planet. What the heck is that? Any help would be appreciated.
Hi guys, thank you so much for joining me again with some of your precious free time, and I figured out what it is. We got one of the world's biggest privately owned telescopes, and they found the balloon, and they found Hunter's hanging off of it, and he's reporting back to his Chinese spy masters. That's just a joke, but we got the real story over here at... Sorry, I don't have it lined up. I usually do. It's right here. Pentagon suspected Chinese surveillance balloon being tracked over northern U.S. And this is, you know, of all the craziness that happens here in the Matrix, this one's pretty out there. While there is no official confirmation the balloon belongs to China, U.S. intelligence said they have very high confidence it is operated by the Chinese government. U.S. defense officials also indicated that while the incident is not unprecedented, the device is staying over the U.S. longer than usual. The U.S. Department of Defense confirmed on Thursday that the armed forces were actively monitoring a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon flying over the northern portion of the U.S. Aren't our skies supposed to be tightly controlled? This is a really bizarre thing. First, the southern border is open. Now we got balloons flying in from China. A statement issued by the department indicates the surveillance balloon does not pose a military or physical threat to the region, and that the device sits well above commercial air traffic and doesn't pose a threat to civil aviation. Yeah, well, I bet it ain't out of the range of a lot of rifles. I'm not saying I'm going to shoot it down, but there are probably people out there with guns that just might. The device was first noticed as early as Wednesday over the U.S. state of Montana and later tracked over Alaska and Canada. Officials have not detailed its current exact location. Also unknown is the exact size of the balloon. However, some speculation suggests it's the size of 3 school buses. Whoa. And it's got Hunter Biden. A senior defense official quoted in Pentagon release notes, the balloon was spotted by pilots. It's sizable, they commented. Well, if it's that big, it must have a big payload. I wonder what they're doing it for. BNO News. Photo from KSVI TV shows a massive Chinese spy balloon over Montana. The U.S. military is tracking it. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Although there has been no official confirmation the high-altitude surveillance balloon belongs to the Chinese government, American officials stated during a Thursday briefing that intelligence officials had very high confidence it did belong to the People's Republic of China. The Pentagon released further notes the U.S. has reached out to Chinese counterparts with urgency through multiple channels to underscore the seriousness of the matter at hand. We have made clear we will do whatever is necessary to protect our people and our homeland, a senior defense official is quoted as saying in the statement. U.S. officials indicated their plan of action at the moment is to simply allow the balloon to continue to float above the United States rather than attempt to shoot it down, since the kinetic force to take the balloon out would put civilians at risk. Currently, we assess that this balloon has limited additive value from an intelligence collection perspective, the official said, but we are taking steps nevertheless to protect against foreign intelligence collection of sensitive information. Now, they could probably just go up there and get it. You know, this is kind of ridiculous. Moments before the Pentagon confirmed the existence of the balloon, U.S. media reported an emergency meeting had been convened on Wednesday to determine how to address the issue. The meeting included input from U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Oh, Lord, not that guy. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Senator Mark Milley. Oh, no, not that guy. And NORTHCOM NORAD Commander General Glenn Van Herk, among various other defense officials. Also included was U.S. President, resident, Joe Blow Biden, the the faker in chief, whatever he is. It was earlier reported that there was a window where officials could have taken down the balloon, but that officials ruled against the move. NORAD had reportedly sent F-22 Raptors from Nellis Air Force Base. It was also reported that air traffic had been momentarily halted over 1:30, between 1:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. local time at Montana's Billings Logan International Airport. You know, they could fly a drone into it if they wanted to. I mean, that wouldn't be using any ammunition at all. You know, they'd lose the drone, but China wouldn't be flying over our territory anymore. The matter of activity is not unprecedented. Defense officials pointed out during their debrief. So it's an ordinary thing, huh? Unlike past occurrences, however, officials stated that the difference this time is the balloon is staying over the U.S. for a much longer period. As the balloon maintained a position over Montana, Steve Daines, Republican Montana, wrote a letter to Austin underscoring the necessity for establishing the balloon's flight path. The fact that this balloon was occupying Montana airspace creates significant concern that Maelstrom Air Force Base and United States Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Fields are the target of this intelligence gathering mission, the letter reads. You think? It is vital to establish the flight path of this balloon. Any compromised U.S. national security assets and all telecom or IT infrastructure on the ground within the U.S. that this spy balloon was utilizing. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has stated he was briefed on the development on Wednesday, adding that the state's National Guard service had been alerted to the situation. The incident comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, marking the first time a U.S. foreign minister has met with the Chinese leader in 6 years. Wow, that ought to be interesting. So China can just fly whatever they want over our skies, and that's cool, I guess. Man, they just get worse and worse and worse by the day, by the second. Okay, not only do we have this crazy balloon story with the CCP owning our skies, apparently, we have this huge armada of UFOs spotted from the International Space Station.
What's going on, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, I'm going to take you guys down to the Southern Pacific Ocean, down here near Antarctica. Mary Hall has made yet another incredible observation from the International Space Station live cam of what looks like an entire fleet of unknown aerial phenomena that appear to be headed towards Antarctica, and there appear to be several hundred of these things in the sky. It gives further confirmation to what these pilots have been seeing out here above the Pacific Ocean. These things look like white Tic Tacs, as you're going to see in this incredible video here in just a moment. Don't forget to check out Mary's YouTube channel down below in the description box. This is her YouTube channel. Once again, stop by and subscribe. She's always posting updates of incredible things she finds from the International Space Station live cam. We're going to come back and take a look at that video here in just a moment. But first, the major ice storm that we talked about yesterday that's moving through the southern United States. The storm system's right on the edge of the freezing temperatures. This is right now over here at windy.com, and this is the current radar, and you can see 32 and 30 degrees right on the northern edge of the precipitation. And along that northern edge, the precipitation is freezing, so power lines in some areas are more than likely looking like this as the rain accumulates on power lines and tree branches, and they simply get heavy. That's about 500 pounds of extra weight
per line if this weather forecast did verify, and I think it did in some cases. Coming over here to poweroutage.us, you can see the power outages are consistent with the movement of the storm. Moved through Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and up into Tennessee, and the colder temperatures were in Texas, Arkansas, and Tennessee. And that's where the majority of the power outages are at right now. You're looking at the map of power outages over here at poweroutage.us. Looking at the power outage numbers, 429,480 customers in Texas, 74,427 in Arkansas, 18,898 in Tennessee, and 23,000 customers in Mississippi currently without electricity due to this large ice storm that's still making its way through the central United States right now as I do this video. And tonight, as the temperatures get down below freezing again, it's very close to freezing right now. You can see up here in Tennessee, 34, a couple of areas of 34 degrees. Some areas near Memphis, it's still 32 and 30 degrees. So that precipitation in that area is freezing, and that's what's creating the power outages. Over 500,000 customers right now without electricity as I do this video. Coming over here to the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Amanda out of Buffalo, Minnesota, of a fire.
So now we're searching for the magic frequency, and we start with 100 hertz.
Fiery orange sky. Get a load of that photo coming out of Buffalo, Minnesota. Want to check in on Lake Mead real quick. Haven't been over here in a few days, and you can see for the first time in over 2 weeks, a very small negative change in the overall water content at Lake Mead. So it's going down at least temporarily, and going from Lake Mead to Lake Powell, they both share the Colorado River, and the situation remains the same. Still negative readings at Lake Powell, which is causing the water content to drop further at Lake Powell, and the water content for the most part at Lake Mead is pretty much remaining steady. It hasn't dropped that much in the last 24 hours. I want to take you guys now up to the SOHO LASCO C3 instrument. This comet is still visible in the northern sky. If you have clear skies, and all you need really is a good set of binoculars. Here it is, visible from the SOHO LASCO C3 instrument, making its way around the sun from January 29th through yesterday, February 1st. And just yesterday, it made its journey around the sun, exiting the field of view of the SOHO spacecraft. But this comet is still visible in the northern skies. Look near Polaris if the skies are clear with a good set of binoculars. Now we're going down to the southern Pacific Ocean, way down south, and you're going to see what look like a fleet of objects flying through the sky, some going fast, some going slow. They're all about the same size. They're white, and they appear to be some sort of white tic tac, white orbs. Call them what you will, but they are very mysterious, and there's a lot of them. Here's the location of the space station when Mary made this observation on February the 2nd of 2023, just a few hours ago. And get ready, because these objects, whatever they are going to start to come into the field of view right there. You just saw two at an incredibly high rate of speed. Now you're going to see more come into the field of view. Get a load of that, would you? See how some are moving fast, some are moving slow. They all appear to be white. They're all about the same size because of depth perception here. I think we have some that are a little closer to the ISS and some that are a little farther away. So that makes them look a little bit bigger. I think they're all about the same size, but as you can clearly see, they're all moving at various speeds. Again, some slower, some faster, moving down here. And look at that one there, going very, very fast. This is down near Antarctica, and that's the direction that these objects are headed, towards Antarctica, down in the deepest parts of the southern Pacific Ocean. And again, Mary just noticed this today. Within the last 24 hours, these objects were spotted from the International Space Station down in the southern Pacific Ocean. There's a fast one right there. Over here's a larger, slower one. Here's another fast one that went through there so fast, if you blinked, you would have missed it. This one here looks larger because I think it's closer to the International Space Station. Here's a collection of three right here that are moving at various speeds, one moving faster than the other two. The other two appear to be moving at about the same speed. They continue. This goes on for the better part of 5 minutes. They just keep coming from the north to the south. They're moving, again, towards Antarctica. And I think if we could see the full magnitude of this entire fleet, there would be many more to see. We've got a huge amount of ocean over here to the left and over here to the right that's not in the field of view of the camera. So common sense will tell us that there's probably more of these things over there in those areas that are not in the field of view of the camera. We're seeing a bunch in the field of view. It's almost like the space station went through a swarm of these objects and they were concentrated in that location down in the deep South Pacific Ocean, at least the majority of them. This thing is moving from west to east and there's still objects coming into the field of view as this thing is moving towards sunrise over here near South America. It's not super close to South America, but that's the direction it's headed. And we're still seeing these objects, and you're going to see a large one over here to the right here in just a second. Here comes one there that's pretty good size, and there's another one right here that's moving fairly slow. There went a fast one over there to the left. That one there just brightened up, and you're going to see a large one, a pretty good size one, over here to the right. See it right there? That one was moving very fast. I zoom in and slow it down to try to get a good look at this thing, and you really can't see any features on it. It looks like a roundish tic-tac type object, just like the pilots have been describing out here above the Pacific Ocean. This happens to be down in the deep southern Pacific Ocean, where there's not a whole lot of traffic down here, especially in this area. So this would be a great place to travel if you're trying to stay away from human beings, because there's not a whole lot of human activity in this part of the world, and the part of the world we're talking about is right here. That's where the majority of those objects that you just saw were located at via the International Space Station, located by Mary Hall. Once again, don't forget to stop by and check out her YouTube channel and subscribe to her YouTube channel as she does updates every day. And this is where those objects were at. Once again, they look like they were headed towards Antarctica. Thanks for the photos.
Wow. It's unbelievable. I don't know if they have anything to do with each other, but it's just one of those coincidences, I guess. Chinese balloons and armadas of UFOs. Okay, back here on Terra Firma, we have this from Project Veritas, who is just doing stellar work. Plus, they're trollers of the highest order. I think they studied under President Trump because they control like nobody else. And here's the latest from Project Veritas. And you can find this on my Telegram if you want to download it yourself.
The pro-transparency news organization, Project Veritas, just released an undercover video of a Pfizer executive bragging on camera about how his company conducts a kind of Frankenstein science, manipulating COVID viruses for profit, imperiling potentially the entire world, doing it in secret, possibly in violation of federal law.
Thank you for supporting us. Do you have anything you want to say to James O'Keefe?
I love you, James O'Keefe. Keep up the good fight.
It's a big story. 30 million views are good. Hey, thanks. Appreciate the support.
Here we are in New York City, standing outside of the headquarters of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. Pfizer has tried to remain mum on Project Veritas' investigation. We have here with us a truck which is playing the viral story in question right outside of Pfizer's headquarters. We're going to try to get reactions from Pfizer employees. We're also going to talk to New Yorkers and see what they think about the story.
And I'll tell you something. You guys are now the only news organization that actually goes after the people.
Thank you.
That's what a journalist is supposed to do.
Don't hear the media. Nor big corporations, nor your government. Question everything.
As you can see, he's talking about mutating COVID for the purposes of developing a vaccine. The legacy media has not covered this. What do you guys have to say about that and anything? Initial reactions.
They're all full of shit.
So first and foremost, I definitely think that there is something going on here.
You stay right here. Please stay here. Let's get this guy. Come on. Excuse me, sir. You said something's full of shit. Sir, would you like to give a few words? You're very important. I see your badge. You're critical to humanity, sir.
I guess the ass is grass, because this is crazy.
Should we stop reporting on Pfizer and on vaccines?
Keep it up.
I think it's incredible what you guys are doing, exposing the corruption, Big Pharma.
Curse at someone on a public street.
Because it's a public street in New York, you get cursed at all the time.
You work for Pfizer?
Visiting, so.
How'd you get that jacket?
eBay.
Sir?
Ma'am, I just want a few words with you. Can I please, can I get your number? Call me.
I like being a smartass. I'm a New Yorker. That's what we do. Welcome to the city. Move along.
Look, the virus was released on the world through gain-of-function research. That's essentially what Walker says in your video.
Well, this is Pfizer talking about mutating COVID, the virus, so they can make another vaccine that they think is more effective.
That's not cool. No, that's not cool at all, man. Anything can happen. You can start a major breakout, and then we can't control it this time.
Don't you think Pfizer should talk to us about that?
Definitely, definitely. We should be the first people to talk, especially the ones that's vaccinated.
All right, what's your name? Oh, in what capacity?
Journalist.
You're a journalist?
Yeah.
This video has not been covered on BBC.
Okay.
Feel free to maybe ask someone.
I'll have a look at it.
Would you like to do a quick interview? Oh.
I think it's great. I mean, I believe in science, and it's probably one of the greatest things humankind has ever made, so... Yeah, whatever we have to do to stop the spread, that's what we gotta do.
Technically, we could mutate AIDS even to create, support that.
Of course I would, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so it affects me, so yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, of course. Thank you guys. I like your outfit, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of Project Veritas.
Hey, doctor. Directed evolution? No? Morgan Pfizer. You guys know Jordan Walker? Jordan Tristan Walker? He was the one seen in the Project Veritas video on Project Veritas.
Good luck with your story, buddy.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Pfizer, they dirty, we clean. Here we test the legitimacy of the sidewalk rule. Cops have showed up. Are we good on the sidewalk or no? Okay, thank you. I back the blue. I'm not one of those guys.
Zoom crashed again. I gotta set it up. Hang on. Well, Zoom just crashes on a regular basis now. Ever since that Pfizer story first came out, it has been unstable as hell. And I'm picking up trolls, and the trolls can go to hell because I really don't care what you say to me. I'm here to save children. And there's nothing you can say that'll stop me. So troll on, all you nasty people. I really don't care. You're not hurting my feelings and you're not going to stop me. Because there are children that are in harm's way. And I'm going to speak up for them as long as I can. Dances with Wolves Act, they're accused of sexually abusing. I already read that. And then Zoom crashed. First on Fox, at least 9 religious leaders were arrested in the U.S. last month for alleged sex crimes against children, ranging from grooming to child porn to rape, Fox News Digital has found. Former Dances with Wolves actor Nathan Chasing Horse, should be more like Chasing Pedovore, Nathan Pedovore, was arrested Tuesday in Las Vegas on allegations he sexually assaulted young indigenous girls spanning several states while claiming to be a spiritual healer. Where have we heard that before, John of God, Oprah? According to a search warrant obtained by the AP, police said Chasing Horse, the pedo, who played Smiles a Lot, should be called Pedos a Lot, in a 1990 film, had followers who referred to him as Medicine Man or Holy Person, and he used spiritual traditions and their belief system as a tool to sexually assault young girls on numerous occasions. He also is accused by police of pimping out his victims to other men and recording the assaults. Oh my Lord. He got his victims raped and then he recorded it. Nearly 350 K through 12 educators arrested on child sex crimes in 2022. This is why we all got to be outraged about this and make sure absolutely everybody and their brother knows. Daniel Butler, an after-school program director at the Fullness of Joy Ministries Church in Queens, New York, was arrested last month and charged with first-degree rape, first-degree sexual abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child. Butler is accused of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl who attends the after-school church program he directs, as well as Butler's private daycare at his home. Oh, Lord, this man is in private daycare. Anyone around children is suspect. That's why they want to be around children, because they want access to them. This is Daniel Butler, an after-school program director at the Fullness Joy Ministries Church in Queens, New York. He was arrested last month and charged with first-degree rape, first-degree sexual abuse, and endangering the welfare of a child. And that's what he looks like, in case you ever run into him. Garrett Biggerstaff, a pastor at Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Fairfield, Illinois, was arrested January 5th and charged with two counts of grooming after he was accused of sexually exploiting two children. The church said it suspended Biggerstaff immediately and has scheduled formal action on his termination. Joseph Cade Abbott was a volunteer group leader at the Abundant Life Church near Charlotte, North Carolina, before he was arrested on January 9th and transported back to Maryville, Tennessee, on a charge of sexual battery by an authority figure. A girl's family is suing Abbott and his previous employers, the First Apostolic Church of Maryville and the Apostolic Christian Academy in Maryville for $4.5 million in damages on allegations Abbott sexually assaulted the girl several times in 2022 when she was 14, the Knoxville News Sentinel reported. Yes, these scumbags are out there, and we need to point this out vigorously in order to stop them. This is Joseph Cade Abbott. He was a volunteer group leader at Abundant Life Church near Charlotte, North Carolina, before he was arrested on January 9th. Now, like I said, anyone with access to children is suspect. Brandon Froning, a kindergarten teacher at Parish Episcopal's Lower School in Dallas, was arrested January 9th on allegations of possessing child pornography. The school said Froning was suspended and barred from campus pending the investigation, Fox 4 reported. Todd Philip Napolitano, a seventh grade teacher at St. Charles Borromeo Parish School in Ben Salam Township, Pennsylvania, was arrested January 13th on charges of possessing and distributing child pornography. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia said Napolitano has been placed on administrative leave pending outcome of the investigation. Andrew Wilborn, the former president of the Prosper Independent School District Board and the former executive pastor at Antioch Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Dallas, was arrested January 25th after he was accused of rubbing himself against a 16-year-old girl twice at a 2022 event at his church. What a sicko. An arrest warrant affidavit obtained by WFAA-TV said Wilborn was permitted to continue working at the church despite facing two previous complaints about inappropriate conduct. Police interviewed the chairman of the board overseeing the church, who said he had heard rumors that Wilborn had been too friendly and touchy, the affidavit reportedly said. Well, what was he doing there? Continuing to rub himself up on people. Why'd they let it happen? The church said it has since fired Wilborn, and he reportedly resigned from his board position after police charged him with indecency with a child. Yeah, enjoy jail. They don't like pedos there. This is Andrew Wilborn, former president of the Prosper Independent School District Board and a former executive pastor at Antioch Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Dallas. Wow. Well, at least they arrested him for rubbing himself on a girl. Adam Jeremy Lewis, a middle school teacher at Pelham Park Middle School and former youth director at Rock Mountain Lakes Baptist Church in Alabama was arrested January 25th and charged with possession of child pornography, AL.com reported. The church has since fired Lewis, and he is on administrative leave from the school pending the investigation. Cedric McMillian, a registered sex offender and the pastor at the New Birth Community Church in Alabama, was arrested again last month after Mobile authorities accused him of working at a daycare and preaching in close proximity to two schools in violation of the Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act. McMillian was forced to register as a sex offender after he was convicted in 2012 of sex abuse and sodomy of a 14-year-old victim. He is also a former funeral home operator and is currently under investigation for alleged corpse abuse and operating an illegal cemetery. Oh, Lord help us. Save us from these demons. Fox News Digital's latest analysis follows a January 6th report by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation that identified 188 Catholic clergy members in Kansas dating back to 1950 suspected of committing various criminal acts to include aggravated criminal sodomy, rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and aggravated sexual battery. No charges have been filed yet, primarily due to statute of limitation concerns, the KBI said. Last week, Kansas State Senator Tom Holland, a Democrat, introduced a bill that would require those in religious position of power to report child abuse and neglect. Yeah, that would be a good idea. Our children are taught to trust in certain authority figures in their communities because adults are supposed to speak up for children when they've been harmed, Holland said. Far too many of our faith leaders, those who are foundational to the development of our sense of self and spirituality, have violated that trust, and Kansas kids have suffered as a result of their silence. These scumbags seek these positions out. A previous analysis by Fox News Digital found that at least 349 public school educators were arrested on child sex-related crimes spanning nearly every state in the country last year. Wow, public educators, averaging to almost an arrest every day on crimes ranging from grooming to child porn to raping students. At least 262 of the arrests, or 75%, involved alleged crimes against students, the report found. Yes, and I hope they're all exposed. And people need to know that this sort of thing is going to be exposed if they bring this sort of behavior out. This is awful. We have to reject this in society as strongly as possible. Okay, my stream crashed again, and this is really getting old. Maricopa panics every time we mention it. Cartel lawyer Adrian Fontes wants Carrie Lake thrown into prison for wanting Arizona to hear about it. The signatures don't match. Ball game. And then she posted the same thing. And then we have this video. Let's check it out. If it'll listen to me, it's not cooperating.
Part of the system.
Here we go. Finally.
It's the number one line in my resume. I'm not a politician.
But hang on a second. This is why they hate Trump, and this is why they hate you the most, because you're apostate.
Yes.
Trump was part of the system.
Yeah.
Trump became a billionaire because he's a tough real estate developer in the toughest place on earth, Midtown Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And he was a major media star with NBC.
True.
He knows the system. He knows the corruption, and he left it. That's why, hey, you're in the beast itself, which is the media. You actually left the media because you knew the corruption. And now you're running for politician, running for governor, and you're enormously successful. More importantly,
which is the most dangerous, the media. More dangerous than these morons on Capitol Hill. No offense to some of the nice people I met. I did meet some nice people today. the media is the most dangerous entity in the world right now. They're controlling what we know. They're controlling what goes in here. And that is incredibly dangerous, and they're lying to us. It's not so much even what they're telling us, it's what aren't they telling us. It's the number one line in my resume. I'm not a politician.
Hang on a second. This is why they hate Trump.
They are so poorly behaved, these videos. And then we have another one. I hope it's not the same one. Let me see if it'll listen to me.
Just, it's really connecting with people for who they are.
It's doing its own thing. Oh, wait,
finding the good.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
What I love about the Midwest is this ability to compete. They're great at connecting with people. You know, there's not a lot of flash sometimes. I mean, there's probably some flash. It's just, it's really connecting with people for who they are. Finding the good, hard work. I'm so happy that it came from a family that didn't have a lot because we had to hone our work ethic. Like, seriously hone that. I always say, I don't care what happens in the world. If you can say please and thank you, and if you can clean, you can have a job. And I can do all of that really well. I always feel like no matter what happens, I will survive. And that's why, as they're messing with me, as I jumped in, as just a mom who jumps into politics, and they start messing with me, I say they have no idea who they're messing with because I am unstoppable on this stuff. I had to be that way. I grew up that way. Survival. You know, we didn't have food in the house when I was little. 9 kids on a school teacher's salary. We had food on grocery day. And then the rest of the time, it was kind of like slim pickings. That might get you pulled out of your family's home and put into CPS care now, but thankfully they didn't do that. We just kind of
survived.
Is that
where you got the fighting spirit from? Because one of the things that attracts people to you is you won't give up, and you're a fighter. You're not going to back down from the establishment. You're not going to back down from the money interest. You're not going to back down from what you see in this corrupt city. Did you get that from your parents or being raised?
Probably being the youngest of 9. When you come out of your mom's...
You're the baby.
Yeah, you come out and you think people will go, the baby is spoiled. Not when you're the youngest of 9. I mean, I was wearing hand-me-downs from the 60s and I grew up in the 80s. And you come out and you look immediately to your older siblings and you go, that's my competition. So I had my oldest sister was 16 years older than me and I was constantly looking up to older kids trying to keep up with them. And what a great thing to do. You're always trying to be better. You're trying to achieve whatever your older sibling is doing. What I love.
Hey, I got control of it. What do you know? I don't know who designs these things, but they don't listen to me most of the time. After analyzing 40 polls across Maricopa County with voters in line after close, an outstanding 64% of those voters were unable to vote. Election day shouldn't be a battle of attrition. Everyone should get a chance to cast their vote. That's for sure. Now, let me see if I can get this one to cooperate or not.
64%.
Okay, I got it stopped. Let me get back it up. Here we go.
So we took the additional 27, and if we work based on extrapolation, just covering those 40, again, that had 85 or more people, we extrapolated those 40 locations to 8,982 remaining in line in the additional 27. And the voters that stayed to vote were 3,227 for a similar 64% voters that did not get to vote, totaling 5,755. And so if you take the provable people who could not vote in the 13 locations and add it to our extrapolation to just the other 27, that is 8,327 citizens who could not cast their ballot on election day due to the lines and the problems with the tabulator. So we took the additional 27, and if we work...
Okay, it started itself all over again. Let's see the next post now. There were days when I worked in the media where I had an old Bible to my left and the latest script on the right. Okay, let me tweet this and then we'll see if it'll cooperate with me.
Sometimes you have to learn.
Okay.
Right. I kept hearing reconciliation.
Reconciliation, right.
No. I mean, I am... and God is a, we have a forgiving God, but we also have a God who enacts justice, right? You know, God's not all forgiving. Sometimes you have to learn a little bit. And God may be forgiving, Jesus may be forgiving, but when it comes to Joe Biden and the crimes he's done against this country,
Carrie Lake is not.
I'm not forgiving. No.
Talk. Let's talk. tell us about your faith. Tell us about in Iowa as a young kid. You were raised Catholic. Is that correct?
Well, my parents came together from the wrong side of. They were on the wrong side of the tracks. My dad was Lutheran and my mom was Catholic. And at the time when they got married, on the wrong side. Now you just go, can I find someone who's got the same faith? That would be a really big plus. Right. But being Catholic and Lutheran was a big deal. My mom, being an only child, married my dad at a army base, and her father disowned her for 6 years because she didn't get married in the Catholic Church. That's how serious of a Catholic that my mom was. Obviously, 9 babies later, you can tell she was a Catholic her whole life. And so I was raised a little bit Lutheran, a little bit Catholic, and a few years ago, I found an evangelical church that just changed my life. I mean, like, walked in and felt the Holy Spirit and felt, for the first time, really, a deep connection with Jesus Christ.
Why was it? Is it a time in your life? I mean, was you open to that? You're going through troubles? I mean, how did you end
up
the evangelical
church? Well, let me go back a little bit. I mean, you know, I did confirmation in both churches.
You were confirmed?
Catholic, Lutheran, yes.
And you had First Communion and all that?
Yes. All of that.
Right.
I actually had it a little bit later in the Catholic Church because I got confirmed a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So I went through all of that, and I, you know, really am a person of deep spirituality. But then I get into television, and I work weekends for a million years. And, you know, when you're working...
Television is not spiritual?
It's really hard. It's not like you're reading a Bible at your desk, and that's normal. So I worked weekends for so long that... How do you go to church when you're working Sunday morning and Sunday night? And then, you know, you just kind of go through that phase in life where you're young. And then we had kids and being Catholic. I mean, I'm going to drop some honesty here. When my children were born, the Catholic Church was going through that phase where a lot of the sex scandal was coming out. And I'm, you know, you're holding a precious baby in your arms and you're looking at what's happening. And so we kind of pulled back a little bit. Still, we're Catholic, belong to a church, but really kind of slowed and chilled things. And only when I got severely canceled during my TV career, for a really stupid reason, and found myself going, wow, could this cancellation be the end of me? Because I said something truthful, but you know how it is. If you say something truthful, you get canceled. If you spread lies, you're fine. Did I really get down on my knees and say, God, get me through this. It's really tough. And my daughter at the time, everyone was hating on me. And she came to me and said, Mom, I want you to wear my cross for protection because there was so much hatred coming at me. The social media is just nasty.
Vicious.
And people are threatening. And I got down on my knees. I said, get me through this, God. I know this is so stupid. I've been canceled. Just get me through this. Help me get through this. The next day, the Calvary came in. The conservative world came in and backed me up. And it was like, God heard me, my prayers were answered, and I said, thank you.
It happened in that sequence.
It happened. I mean, being canceled in 2019 in a really hardcore way brought me back to my faith, and then COVID brought it right here. I was sent home from work because half of the station was sent home because of COVID. We didn't want it to spread. You know, so half the people worked at the station. I had a nice setup at home. I worked at home, and I'm at home working. And I noticed my old Bible sitting on my desk. And one day I just kind of pulled that out. I mean, I read the Bible, parts of it, when I was going through confirmation as a teenager and in my 20s. When you read the Bible again in your 50s, it's like a whole new book. You've got all of your life experience, and you're reading that going, oh my gosh, there's so much here. There's so much wisdom here. It is the true, perfect self-help book. All of the self-help you try to do to make yourself a better person, the wisdom is all there. And I found myself, while I was at home, anchoring the news, reading the scripts on my iPad during commercial breaks, just reading the Bible. Commercial break would end and I'd go, okay, I'm reading the truth and now I got to go back to the lies, meaning the news. And that was kind of when I was deciding to leave my profession because COVID, early in COVID, I started realizing there's something not right here.
You got that right. Something rotten in Denmark, all right. And then we have an update. Here's an update on our election case currently in Arizona appellate court. The 3-judge panel overseeing the appeal held a private conference Wednesday night where the judges met to discuss the case and the briefs. This is standard procedure for any appeal. The panel could issue a ruling, or if they have questions, they could ask for supplemental briefing or bring in attorneys for oral argument. Our expectation is the panel will move this case quickly. As soon as I have more information, you'll be the first to know. I will never stop fighting for you, Arizona. 3 of 3. And then she posted, Clown World. I love that. Arizona Mirror, Pineal County's election director got a $25,000 bonus after reporting inaccurate results. So it was his payoff. Well, he's a treasonous rat bastard. What else can you say about that? Virginia Ross was paid $200,000 to conduct a smooth election, but it was marred by inaccuracies. You know, I have every faith these people are going to face justice. I can't put into words how much Jeff and I love these two. The Schlapp family does more for America than just about anyone you'll ever meet. We've got some really incredible things on the horizon. Stay tuned. And then she's got this video here. Wow, stop what you're doing and watch this video of Megyn Kelly defending women. I was blown away. This is so important. Thank you, Megyn Kelly. Now, let me see if I can get this video to cooperate with me.
Part of it is, I just actually went to the gynec.
I got control of it.
Why is it making my blood boil that Kristen claims to have a gynecologist? I really, like, it's making my blood boil. And I'm having like a real reaction to it in a way I actually didn't expect. And I'm thinking it through live. And part of it is, I just actually went to the gynecologist. Actual women have to go to the gynecologist once a year. When you just delivered a baby, you spend your life in with your gynecologist, your OBGYN. And it's never particularly pleasant to go see the gynecologist. The exam doesn't feel particularly good. The pap smear is very uncomfortable. No one looks forward to that. We actually have things we need to worry about, like ovarian cancer or other kinds of cancers that you can get in the OB field. You have to get a breast exam. You're constantly worrying whether they're going to find a lump and how that could go. There are things that are particular to that exam and that relationship that no fucking man is ever going to have. All right. So that guy doesn't have a gynecologist. That guy has a hole that a surgeon created at best. I'm sorry. It's like infuriating to me because there are things that make women special. Yeah. And there are things that we've overcome and that we must overcome as women in order to thrive in this life, whether it's the threat of sexual violence or, you know, being attacked as we walk home from college bars to our dorms, or the fears that you have when you go to the gynecologist or when you are pregnant with a baby, all those things, they're baked in. And it's part of what makes women so incredible and strong. And you can't just become one and take all of our things because you did or did not have a surgery or you put on a dress. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. And they're doing all that to, they're trying to put a hold on the rise of the divine feminine. They're trying to, keep a low level of the rise of the divine feminine. I'm trying to think of a word to describe what I'm trying to say. It's rising, and they're trying to keep it from rising. And this is proof that it's rising. I've been waiting for this for a long time. Rise of the divine feminine. It's coming up in Kerry Lake too. And she has this lawyer Tim Lasoto's statement on cartel lawyer Adrian Fontes's request that the acting attorney general pursue criminal charges against Lake for sharing Senate testimony about the massive signature verification violations that occurred under his watch. This is just like the Hunter Biden is trying to get John Paul Mac Isaac and Rudy Giuliani in trouble for his crimes because they revealed his crimes on his laptop. It's the same thing. Save Arizona Fund. This is becoming all too common in politics Another attempt to weaponize the justice system with a phony allegation against a Republican. Adrian Fontes selectively quotes the statute in an attempt to distort the law and smear Carrie Lake in the process. Chris Mays should immediately say that she will have no part in this shameful, disgusting effort. This information came from the Arizona Senate investigation on acceptance of clearly mismatched signatures on early ballots. And Carrie Lake has an absolute right under the First Amendment to republish the information presented to the Senate. Yeah, same thing with the Hunter laptop. Like, same exact thing. It's like, how desperate can these people get then to be criminal, and then turn around and say, everybody pointing out my crimes is a criminal. How ridiculous is that? Lake campaign produces map illustrating how voting machines malfunctioned primarily in GOP areas. Oh, how convenient. I'm sure they knew exactly what to do to stifle the GOP vote. The fake news should be all over this. They truly are the enemy of the people. DC Drano, we just endured the worst pandemic in 100 years after a lab leaked a deadly virus, and now we learned from Hunter Biden's laptop that he's a partial owner of a bioweapon facility in Ukraine targeted by Putin that received DOD funding, and it's somehow not the biggest story in the world? Really, man. And there's the same tweet. And then she says, we're lucky to have Andy Biggs. And this is a story filed by Andy Biggs. Let's check it out. If I can get it.
Look at just the.
Okay. Now let me make it bigger. And away we go.
I've had people say, but Andy, you didn't commit a real felony. And I said, but high crimes means that you're a public official and that you have violated the public trust and you need to be removed. Look at the damage he's done. He came in and he basically got rid of every policy that was working. We had the Yuma sector, Tucker, in the last year of Trump, those policies had reduced the encounters to fewer than 9,000 for the entire fiscal year. Last year, that sector alone had over 360,000 encounters. I've had people say, but Andy, you didn't commit a real felony. And I said, but high crimes means that you're a public official and that you have violated the public trust and you need to be removed. Look at the damage he's done. He came in and he basically got rid of every policy that was working. We had the Yuma sector, Tucker, in the last year of Trump, those policies had reduced the encounters to fewer than 9,000 for the entire fiscal year. Last year, that sector alone had over 360,000 encounters. I've had people say, but Andy, you didn't commit.
Okay, I tried to shut it off and it started up again. I don't know how many times that happens to me, but there it goes. Coincidence. Look how perfectly Election Day polling failures on November 8th match up with the Republican heat map. Share this anywhere and everywhere you possibly can. Share. Okay, I just did on my podcast. Now you all know too. Undeniable. Carrie Lake reveals how Maricopa County deliberately targeted Republican voters on Election Day. Let's check this out after I tweet it out.
Told that shows the hot spots were all the Republicans.
All right. Now, I don't drink. It just looks like I'm drinking while I do this, but I don't drink. These videos make me look drunk.
I want to show you something really, really disgusting. You can actually take your phones out. This is interesting, guys. We had observers in MCTEC, and for some weird reason, they had this map on the wall. We thought, well, that's interesting. This is a map, we were told, that shows the hot spots where all the Republicans vote. Why would they want that map on the wall? Why would it matter where Republicans vote? So you see the areas where it's really heavily Republican in Maricopa County. Now I want to show you another map. This is an image showing all of the vote centers that were sabotaged on Election Day, okay? You see that? Okay, you're going, what's the difference in colors here?
The white pins show areas that are just a complete and utter failure. For every single ballot that was tabulated, another ballot was spit out. That's a wash, right? Every ballot that was tabulated, one got spit out. Those were the worst case scenario. These other pins here are areas where the tabulators are spitting out ballots all day as well. Now let's just, for the fun of it, for grins and giggles, let's overlay those two maps real quick. Oh, now I'm starting to figure out why they needed that heat map. Isn't that something? I'm sure it's just a coincidence, guys. Purely a coincidence. I didn't say that. I'm not putting a dollar in the curse jar. She said it's BS. Republicans were targeted on Election Day in Maricopa County. I want to show you something real.
Yes, they were, big time. And the world knows it, but they're trying to cover up their crimes, so they got to push on with their election fraud. Sue the Smithsonian for everything they're worth, kids. We'll back you all the way. This is unacceptable. Catholic school students kicked out of Smithsonian Museum in D.C. over pro-life beanies. What? Oh, my God. That's a shame, because I have worked with the Smithsonian in the past. And I guess they're not as reputable an organization as they make out that they are. If they're going to pick on students over their attire, maybe people just shouldn't go to the Smithsonian in the first place. Shocking, especially since I've worked with them, like I said. Unbelievable. Then she said, Trump. 2024. And then, our children's faces muzzled, our churches barred shut, and our elderly locked away, never to be seen or touched again. Never, ever, ever forget what the tyrants did to us. Never forget what China unleashed on us. I certainly won't forget, neither should you. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Ephesians 6:16. Wow, look at the people at that rally that she had. Holy cow. Now I'm going to have to think about wrapping up this show and finding a video for you guys. Now I would like to thank you guys for watching and point out that all of the links I use to make this show are in the show notes, along with links to American-made products like MyPillowGuy.com, where you can save up to 66% with promo code ZBRUN at checkout. And Mike gets 100% of that, guys. I only promote Mike because he's promoting us, and he's the reason Carrie Lake is still fighting against the deep state out in Arizona to get back our voting voices. And I believe they're going to be successful. So if you use that code, thank you so much. Mike gets 100% of that. And I do have this t-shirt available, though, patriotically correct. These are from Sears and Kmart. In 2016, they made these, and then they forbid the stores from selling them. So they went woke, and now they're broke. These came out of their bankruptcy, but I only have size 3X, and I have about three of them in small. But they're only $20 if you want a bona fide banned Trump collectible. One they couldn't actually ban. It was too tough to ban because it's got Trump on it, of course. And I do have other American-made products and promo codes in the show notes, along with links to buy me a coffee and all that good stuff. Thank you so much, guys, for watching. You are the best patriots on the planet. I keep saying that. I wouldn't even have a show without you guys. So thank you. Let's get to that Scotty Meyer video. Okay, so this is the perfect ending for this show. And like I said, thank you guys so much for watching. Someone commented that they love the way I start and end my shows. And life itself is art, my friends. Practice it well. I love you all for practicing life well. And I will see you on the next broadcast. Till then, stay happy as hell, because they don't want you to smile at all. So I love you for smiling. See you on the next broadcast. Bye-bye.
There's a Chinese spy balloon floating over America. Joe wanted to shoot it down. Pentagon said no. Commander-in-Chief, just sit this one out.
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. Till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software. Flashed a message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky.
If I call this an invasion, sir, I'm not racist. I can assure you I'm not racist. What I can assure you is that I want to make sure that fentanyl doesn't indiscriminately kill any race, religion, color, or creed, because fentanyl doesn't care where you're from. Fentanyl doesn't care about race. Fentanyl kills indiscriminately. This gentleman right here works his tail off every single day to stop that from happening. Now, there's been a break in the dam, and that's pretty obvious, because a couple of years ago, of course, we had some problems, but it wasn't amplified to the level that we are seeing every single day. And the reason why we have to be careful with what we call and what we deem racist moving forward in the future is because we start to lose focus on what the actual problem is. This administration, the Democrat Party, unfortunately, uses race as a scapegoat for everything. And as somebody that wants to make sure that we do attack racist issues when they do occur, we can't be the boy who cried wolf and blame racism all the time. I am here to hold this administration accountable to understand that there are issues of race that need to be addressed. And sir, this ain't one of them. I applaud some of your actions in El Paso. It sounds like you're doing some great things. But I'm going to tell you, as being born and raised in Texas, living in Houston, we have a problem, and this problem has precipitated over the course of the past 2 years. That is a fact. I get working together. I get reaching across the aisle. But this morning, I can't believe that we had a one-hour debate over whether or not we should sing the Pledge of Allegiance before we convene every day. 1 hour. That, to me, is antithetical to the point of this meeting today. I implore you all to be careful with using race because your son's no longer here. And I'm sorry. There's 100,000 sons and daughters that are no longer here because of fentanyl last year.
That's for sure. Thank you for watching, guys. We're going to turn this around soon. Bye-bye. See you next time.